Let's talk about Amazon. It's due. What's it going to mean for people like Kmart, Harvey Norman, the good guys, and a lot of other people who try to flog things? We've got Paul Broadfoot on the line. He's with us right now from Melbourne. You are a strategist, entrepreneurial strategist. That's a good line, isn't it?
Sounds like a great name, doesn't it, Sunday?
Yes, it is. For Carlton supporter, you've done very well.
Something will go my way this year.
Is that right? No, you will. It was my good win. Let's talk about the impending arrival of Amazon. Is it going to be an enormous change to the way we shop?
Yeah, well, I certainly think from the perspective of everyone's moving online and the number of people shopping online is increasing, something like 15% last year to 21 billion. So it's a lot of people shifting in that way. They own that space in other countries and they're coming in with local fulfillment in very big warehouses. So yeah, I think it's going to make quite a splash.
Okay, now I want to go and do some shopping. Now, we've got Costco here. You've got Costco International,
yes.
Interstate.
Yep.
Now, that's pretty small, really, in terms of Amazon, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think about when Aldi entered Australia and they came in on a price platform, low prices, and it took them quite a number of years to reach the 10-odd% they have of the market now. And when you compare that to something like Netflix, which has come in that's far more online and has, you know, exposed themselves to something like 5.8 million Australians' eyeballs already. So, yeah, I think things are going to be quicker.
Yeah, okay. Now, you're talking about an enormous building or some sort of warehousing that Amazon is going to have to use. Does this mean one in each state or just one nationally?
Well, they're going to start with one. I hear they're shopping around for one. It's going to be something like 93,000 square metres, which is, I think, 6 or 7 Adelaide ovals.
Is that right?
Very large fulfilment centres. They've already sell about $1 billion in Australia and they've got 1,000 employees here. If that'll change.
Yeah, that's at the moment, and they're looking at obviously going to get a lot bigger. But that's to the detriment of people like Kmart and Harvey Norman and the good guys, unless they can come up with something that's comparable.
Yeah, well, certainly they're coming in with their great selection and rapid delivery. So in a country like Spain, where they entered 5 years ago, they've now got 175 million products.
Good.
And they've got a service called Prime Now, which has one-hour delivery. So that's just a feeling of how quickly they can start to change things.
No, it's going to be a massive change if the way we do things as a consumer. How long will it take us to embrace this technology? I mean, not everybody is online, obviously. A lot of people still aren't computer literate.
Yeah, I think it's just a growing trend, isn't it? It's one of those things that is accelerating. No doubt it's growing much faster than the general retail spend everywhere. And so it's still a small percentage of the overall population that are doing it in significant ways, but it's just growing more rapidly, and so it'll start small and increase.
Now, you've got a new book out called Xcelerate, and you are an entrepreneurial strategist and an author, obviously. Do people come to you and say, what are we going to do? I mean, this book of yours explains to people that innovation and disruption, all of those things, and changing your framework of advertising and just about everything in the way you want to flog your goods, they come and ask you, or do you sit down with them and have a bit of a chat about it?
Yeah, well, I wrote that book, and I tend to be quite vocal, trying to grab corporate Australia by the scruff of the neck and say, hey, things are changing. Why don't we move first and proactively?
Mm.
So I'm certainly, you know, I feel sometimes I'm yelling from the rooftop about, you know, the sky's falling and, you know, you see something like Channel 10 yesterday and
yes.
Telstra's 1,400 jobs and you think, well, yeah, maybe it is starting to happen more rapidly. But certainly it's an opportunity for some as well. There's a lot of small businesses that can sell through the Amazon marketplace. And so if you're a bit more out of the way, you don't have as much traffic, you've got a non-perishable good, you can tap into Amazon's reach, especially when they get here, and perhaps even increase your sales. So for the small guys, it could be quite good.
So you're,
the
you're
big guys is the problem.
You're suggesting that if I've got a small company, I can use.
Yeah.
I want to buy some new, something I did buy from Amazon overseas was some earmuffs for my radio, radio, the one you put in the earphones.
Yeah.
And they were the only ones I could get, and I sent away and got them. I mean, Amazon don't make them, they would warehouse them and on-sell them for somebody else, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they get a significant amount of their revenue, something like 40 or 50% of their total revenue, which is $130 billion from third-party sales. Mm. So people who put their products up, and they some of them ship direct to the purchaser, and some of them they're inventoried by Amazon. But a big opportunity potentially for some people, as long as it's a non-perishable, you know, a fashion garment or an electronic thing, not fresh food.
Mm. That's interesting. What about eBay? Is that going to affect eBay?
Yeah, well, we're all certainly used to buying things on eBay now, so I think we've been trained a little bit in that, and we moved to eBay for price. I think what we'll see with Amazon is speed.
Yeah, interesting.
They're very focused on speed.
So you can, before you can hang up and get out of your computer, it could be at your front door, literally, couldn't it?
Yes, it's certainly a lot of the startup businesses I see now taking on major retailers are delivering very quickly next day.
All right, good to talk to you, Paul. I hope Carlton keep winning, but not against Geelong. And your book is called Accelerate.
It is, Accelerate with an X. Yep,
that's right.
One.
And you are a good bloke to talk to us at this time of morning. It's an interesting concept, and we're going to be hearing a lot more about it. By the way, Channel 10 is only called Channel 3 here at the moment. Things are pretty tough.
It is tough. It is tough. Very tough out there. It's been changing for a while.
Thank you, mate.
Good on you, Sunday. Thanks for having me.